Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hello and welcome to Fat Mascara. It's Jess. I'm flying solo today. Unfortunately, Jen could not be here. Sad news. Jen's grandmother has passed away, and this is information that she was comfortable with me sharing with you guys today. So just want to send a lot of love to Jen and her family today. She will be back with us next week, and she wishes she could be here with you guys. So today, it's going to be a solo interview with the wonderful Juliana Rancic, who has a new line out today. It's a great interview. I hope you'll stay with us and also stick around for my raise a wand. Also, I would be remiss if I didn't mention how much I want to acknowledge Brandon Truax's passing, founder of Deciem, as many of you know. He passed away this week, and we just want to send a lot of love out to his family and his friends. I am here. Oh, gosh, I really have to do a good job because I'm with, like, the person who does this. E! News host, entrepreneur, founder of Fountain of Truth Skincare.
Uh-huh.
Juliana Rancic. Juliana, how did I do?
Oh, my God. You were amazing. For someone who interviews people and introduces people for the past 17 years, you did a great job.
You like me.
I really like you. I really like you.
Do I get to go on air?
You get to be on E.
7 p.m.?
Yes.
8 p.m.?
You're our new correspondent.
Yes.
Starting tomorrow.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Can we kick Ryan out?
Well, you know what? There's room for all of us.
Okay.
There's room for all of us.
You're so diplomatic.
I know.
And that's why... You got the job you do.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
I am so happy you're here. You are the ultimate multi-hyphenate. And you know, we're going to talk about why you're here. Well, I just mentioned I kind of gave it a big clue with the Fountain of Truth.
Mm-hmm.
But you are somebody, you need to know a lot about glam. Mm-hmm. Before you had the whole glam squad, the team, everything, you probably had to glam yourself sometimes, right?
I did.
Do you ever have to glam yourself now?
I do. I glam myself this morning.
Wait, this isn't a whole...
What?
You did this yourself?
All myself. Lashes and everything.
Because you walked in with like a whole team of people and I was like,
oh my God, she looks amazing. But you know what? And I kind of had this like moment like, God, I look like a troll. But you know what? You don't have that Juliana Rancic glam squad.
They are not. No. Those, the three women with me are businesswomen, partners in the skincare line. Well, two work on the skincare line. One is PR, Carol Ann, who we both know.
Yes.
But I'm actually, I roll solo a lot.
Wow.
Yes, a lot. I do my own hair and makeup when I'm outside of the set most of the time. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's just how I like to, I don't go around with an assistant or wardrobe people or anything. I just really like, I'm very independent. Yeah, but I just like to kind of be on my own, do my own thing. And it's funny, people say it to me all the time. They're like, it's kind of crazy. Like, you're never with anyone. Like, you don't have an assistant with you. And I just, I don't know. I don't need that. You know, I'm fine.
So, I mean, we're going to get to, like, you know, listeners of the show will know that we kind of get to, like, the hardcore beauty tips more at the end.
Yeah.
It's like, that's where the meat and potatoes are.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to ask you, you look great. I know this is a podcast, so this is where the medium sort of fails us. But your hair looks professional. Your
eyes
look professional. Like, everything is on point.
Thank you.
What are some of those kind of tips to look polished where it looks like you did have somebody? Like, what do you kind of like, oh, I need to make sure this is done?
So it's funny, you know, so I think it is, it's having worked at E! For 17 years.
Oh my God.
And I've been there a long time since I was very, very young. And I was just, you know, I was doing makeup in the beginning and hair in the beginning. Mm-hmm. I was doing all my own stuff, obviously, even before, way before I got mm-hmm. the E! Job, and I was trying to get other jobs in that world. So I had to learn how to do my own makeup and hair, and also how to go from one meeting to the next mm-hmm. looking, you know, not like a crazy mess. So it's funny, even tonight, last night I flew in from Chicago. The day before I was in Wisconsin. The day before that I was in LA. And I came in last night with a small carry-on, and in it was this velvet dress and these tights and the shoes, and they're all folded up and, you know, just kind of, I make it work. You know, I do everything myself at the hotel, whether it's, you know, ironing or steaming. And yeah, I wake up this morning, I've got my big barrel curling iron and I do my makeup and my lashes.
So it's do you have a strip lashes or something?
Uh-huh,
okay,
I do.
So you have a strip lash,
mm-hmm.
you have a barrel curling iron.
Yep. A big one.
Which, what, like,
do one and a half.
1.5 mm-hmm. inches, strip lashes.
Yeah.
Is it like keeping the brows on point? Is it like?
Yeah. I mean, I have, you know, all my kind of makeup through the years that I've loved, you mm-hmm. know, that, I mean, I love makeup. I love skincare. So I've done my share of research and I've just found all my favorites, but I'm really good at just kind of like not having a lot of stuff, you know.
Okay.
I really bring what I need.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't have like a ton of stuff with me, so I can fit it all into a carry-on. Everything's
yeah.
small enough that I can, you know, travel with. So I've kind of got it down to a science.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, and it works for me, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It keeps me going.
So who taught you to do all of this? Like, you know, you said you started learning how to do, you know, your own hair and makeup.
Before YouTube tutorials,
yeah.
right? Seriously, because
yeah.
it was a lot. It was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, I think it was a lot of trial and error. I mean, I don't know, but I've always had a knack for it. I do my friends' makeup and their hair. I love doing hair and makeup. So I think that's what it's just, I always had kind of, I don't know, I had like always had curiosity about it. And I just, back then it was probably magazines,
mm-hmm.
you know, getting inspiration from magazines, because really I would be so hooked on YouTube tutorials now, like that would be my thing to learn. But back then it was probably magazines and mm-hmm. just being inspired by people I saw on TV and
yeah.
in movies. And, but yeah, you know, doing smoky eyes, like putting on lashes, I taught myself. It's funny, my friends are always like, I can't believe you just put your own strips on. I'm like, yeah. Like, to me, it's so easy. But I think it was just years of practice.
So I actually didn't know you had a strip lash on because
yeah.
it doesn't look like Miss Piggy.
Right.
Which lash? You know what I mean? Like the Snuffleupagus? Like,
yes.
Which lash do you love?
I use Ardell's quite mm-hmm. a bit. They're at the drugstore.
Yeah.
I'm, you know, I just roll into the drugstore and get my Ardell's, which
I would
love
to see you like creeping around a CVS,
oh,
like in Manhattan. Like,
oh,
is that
story
Juliana
of my life?
Rancic?
Big time. That is so me, and it always was me. Even when I first moved to LA so many years ago, that was my thing. Like, you could find me any Friday or Saturday night at the drugstore. Like, if I didn't have a date, you know, or somewhere to go, I was definitely at the drugstore
right.
in the beauty aisles and like living for it. it. I love everything about that. That's like my happy time. Like I'm in there, I'm like doing my thing. I'm like lost in my own world and I love it. I love that whole vibe.
So I, you know, shifting gears a little bit. Okay, so one of your jobs or, you know, one of your many, many responsibilities or honors really, as you know, in your career has been, you know, doing the beauty fashion critique thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, whenever we do, Jen and I, we, you know, after award shows and stuff, I'm always feel like I'm walking on eggshells a little bit. And a lot of it is because we have relationships with, you know, a lot of the makeup artists. So I'm not going to be like, oh, such and such celebrities look tang, you know, or, you know, we have relationships with the brand. You know, how do you sort of do this? Because you have your own relationships.
Absolutely.
And, you know, what's the difference between critique and sort of like criticism?
Yeah, I mean, I've, you know, for me, I feel like, you know, even with fashion, like fashion is fun, you know, and I think fashion is such a great way to temporarily, if you want to express yourself, you know what I mean? There's nothing permanent about it. Like if you try an outfit on in one way, one day, or a piece in an outfit on one day in one way, and like it doesn't work, it's okay. You know, you can do something different the next time you wear it. So for me, I'm more about celebrating fashion and beauty. And so, you know, it's not hard for me because I feel like, yes, you know what I mean? Like whatever you do now on the red carpet, I think it's cool because that's you wanting to do that. And I think that's cool. Like I don't always nail it on the red carpet. You know, I've had a lot of mishaps on the red carpet, but like I'm never upset about it. Like I always kind of just feel like, you know what? That felt good in the moment. That's what I wanted to do. And I'm totally fine with it. You know what I mean? So I just feel like it's cool. Like it's, I don't know. To me, I celebrate it. You
so
know?
Is it harder to say, like, I mean, it, I maybe, I don't know. Like, I always used to like sitting on the couch, though, and being like, oh, like, as a consumer, as a viewer, be like, oh, like, that flopped. You know, I don't, not as an editor, putting on my, like, you know, Jersey girl kind of, like, sitting with ice cream. Like, as, you know, like, 18 years old, like, that was such a terrible look. You know, the kind of, like, as of somebody watching TV. Like, can we still say this was a flop? This was, or do you think the culture has changed?
I don't think, I don't think anyone really wants to hear it anymore.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I think that's a great thing. And I think, like, it's just, there's no real place for it, you know? And I just think that it's really more about, like, just be you, you know what I mean? And enjoy it. And we should embrace that, you know?
Yeah. I mean, even on the podcast, well, I mean, listen, I can't say I've never said like, hated it, you know, like there's still things I don't like, but, yeah, I would agree with you that like the culture has definitely changed. So, totally shifting gears. You've been very open about some of your health struggles. Can you open up about that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. You know, so, when I was 36.
Listen, we don't have a lot of time, so I'm really like kind of like, I'm like, okay, let's talk about this. Let's talk about this.
No, I love
it. This is not the most graceful transition.
No, it was perfect. Perfect, swear to God. When I was 36, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And
is that early?
That is early. Yeah, that's young.
It is very early.
It is young. It is young. You know, I think especially at the time, I was really healthy and I had no family history of cancer, of breast cancer. And so it was.
How did you find out?
It was very shocking. You know, it was kind of crazy. I was going through in vitro fertilization, IVF. We were trying to have a baby. And this new doctor we went to, it was part of his protocol that all his patients who were wanted to go through IVF had to have a mammogram. Because if one did have, you know, if you do have breast cancer, the last thing he wants to do is get you pregnant. Especially if you have estrogen positive cancer, because that'll fuel. And a lot of women have estrogen positive, so it'll a pregnancy could fuel the cancer. Okay, so that's why he has. You know, he wants to make sure you're healthy, and he's not going to contribute to being unhealthy. So I did the mammogram, not thinking anything. I thought it was going to be perfectly fine. I'd never had a mammogram. I was 36. I wasn't expecting to get one until I was 40. And lo and behold, I did have breast cancer. And I had estrogen positive breast cancer. So what was incredible was it was such a blessing in disguise. Like, you hear about everything happens for a reason, and that sure is proof of that. Wow. Because had I not been going through IVF, like, I remember trying to get pregnant for years and it was never happening. And I'm going, I don't understand what's going on. Like, why isn't this happening? No one could explain the infertility. And in the end, I have to believe it was just part of a bigger plan. And it was God's way of just protecting me and making sure that, you know, like, trust me, I know you're frustrated, you're not getting pregnant, but there's a reason. And that reason came out, you know, when we found the breast cancer. So thank goodness I had never gotten pregnant, because it would have fueled it. Yeah. And I don't know where I would be today, you know. So that was 7 years ago. And so that was really, you know, obviously a very scary time in my life. I had to get a double mastectomy, which is great because, you know, it's out of my body, knock on wood. And so I'm 7 years cancer free now.
That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And, thank you.
And you mentioned you have a son, right? Before
I do. I do. So I have a 6-year-old. So what had happened was we had already kind of gone through the first part of IVF. Mm-hmm. And so where it gets tricky is if where, you know, the doctor wants to get the mammogram to make sure you don't have cancer before you do the implantation, before you get pregnant. Because like he said, you know, the estrogen positive, that's the problem. Otherwise, 9 months of estrogen just, you know, through your body, that could, you know, accelerate the cancer. And so that's why I couldn't go through kind of part two, which was the implantation. So we had to get a surrogate. We got a surrogate.
Wonderful.
And we had an amazing experience. She was incredible. And and, you know, about – it was probably a week shy of my 1 year from being diagnosed with breast cancer. A week shy, I had Duke. And it's crazy because in 1 year, not even 1 year – I went from the worst day of my life finding out I had breast cancer to the best day of my life when Bill and I had Duke. It's incredible how life can just works in such interesting ways. And sometimes, you know, we're in such a dark place and life is, you know, thrown something really hard at us. And we think, how am I ever going to get out of this? And I certainly felt that way. And it's amazing to think that not even a year later, I wasn't necessarily out of it completely, but life was a lot better.
You were, your whole life is like unrecognizable.
Amazing.
Amazing gift.
It shifted for the better in a short amount of time.
Well, I know you brought a lot of awareness to, you know, the whole, you know, topic. And
thank you. Yeah.
That's great. Thank you.
It was great. And it was
story.
Important for me. You know, I realized I had this incredible platform being on E! And reaching so many women. You know, E! Is not just big in the United States, but we're in 160 countries. So the it's an incredible platform and one that I take very seriously, and that I could go on there and not just talk about fashion or entertainment, but also share information with women watching around the world that could potentially, you know, could change their life or save their life was something that was very serious to me. And I wanted to run with that, you know, and try to help people through my story.
Yeah, that's great.
Thanks.
Well, you're in another new exciting chapter of your life now.
Yeah.
So you have now started a line as if you needed another thing to add to your resume. What made you want to become a beauty entrepreneur?
So it's interesting. It actually came out of that time in my life.
Really?
So, yeah. So after I was diagnosed and no one could explain why I got breast cancer, I started doing a lot of research. Mm-hmm. And it's scary, you know, what's in our products. It's very scary. And you hear a lot of, you know, these scary words and parabens and sulfates and what do all these chemicals do. And you hear oftentimes, you know, a lot of them are endocrine disruptors and they mimic estrogen. Well, I had estrogen positive cancer. Mm-hmm. So for me, I was seeing that word estrogen and you know, that these chemicals can cause issues with infertility and cancer. And so I started cleaning up my skincare very quickly. And first I was getting concoctions on Etsy. I was going on Etsy and finding people from across the country who were making these awesome, very simple.
It's like Juliana Rancic, just like us, going on Etsy for
Etsy.
Homemade beauty products.
Love Etsy. So, you know, I was finding these great products that people were making at home with like 4 or 5 ingredients and like coconut oil, lavender, just like really great essential oils, that sort of thing. And I was buying those. And then I'm like, wait, I can make these at home. So that's where I started going on YouTube and making different things at home. But I was finding that as clean as these things were, they weren't really doing anything.
Not very effective.
Not very effective in terms of wrinkles. And I was getting to a point in my life where, you know, I was not even getting to a point. I was at a point in my life where I was thinking about that. And so I was like, there has to be a clean, effective line out there that isn't, you know, $300 a jar or $400. And so I don't know. I just had this idea. I'm like, and the name actually came to me very quickly. I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to create a clean, effective, high performance, but yet attainable, affordable skincare line called Fountain of Truth.
It's like, a great name.
Just jumped in my head. I'm like, Fountain of Truth, because that's pretty much, it encompasses everything I wanted it to be, which was, you know, did everything I wanted it to do for my skin and sort of, you know, in terms of wrinkles and crow's feet and texture and discoloration, but was truthful and transparent. And that's how Fountain of Truth came about. And we just launched 3 months ago.
And where are you going to be selling this?
So right now we're at Fountain of Truth.
Yes, I have. I don't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry. But
yes.
I just need to let the listeners know the products are out in front of the table and they are gorgeous.
Thank you so much.
Beautiful. Like, what do we call this? Like rose gold?
Yep.
It's very dim in here, but I'm loving the rose gold packaging.
With the matte white.
Yeah.
And it's really
they're
in the black
super
print.
Chic. And the textures are amazing.
Do you love this to travel?
Oh, yes, yes. And the, yes. So what do we call that kind of dispensing?
Yeah, the
system?
Lid. Well, it's kind of like a twist cap.
Yes.
So what's nice is you don't lose the caps.
Yeah, they're not rolling
nice.
All over the sink and then you it drops.
They
and
fall
it's
out in
like,
your bag and you can never find them
oh,
again.
Oh, yeah. And if you're in a bad mood, that's really going to send you the over the edge.
Exactly. So, no, we have twist cap, which is great for traveling. So I've actually been it took us about 2 years to create the products. I partnered with Hain Celestial. So Hain Celestial. They're pioneers in the natural organic space. They've been creating products for 25 years.
Oh, wow.
When you go into a Whole Foods, a very big portion of what you're seeing is products from Hain Celestial's portfolio.
Wow. So you went to like the big guys.
I did.
Okay.
So that was important for me. Like it was kind of like, okay, I want, you know, I really want to create this skincare line that I want to use and that my friends want to use, but I want to do it the right way. So how do I do that? And really, first and foremost, like, My mind went to partnering with someone already doing it and doing it well.
Smart.
And they're a huge company. They have amazing brands. And they do food as well as skincare. But this is their first big prestige skincare line. So they do
I have to say, I just tried. I keep on.
The Good Day Soufflé.
Juliana, I don't want to interrupt you, but like this, I should have tried this stuff before. This is really nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I'm not like my listeners know that like I use all kinds of products. Uh-huh. I'm not like a crunchy person. And I'm not that this is crunchy. But you know what I'm saying? I use the hard stuff and the soft stuff.
Sure.
And this feels like it feels
luxurious.
Like the hard stuff.
It does.
But that's a compliment.
Thank you.
Okay.
No, I appreciate that because that was my big thing. In one of our first meetings over 2 years ago, I said, here's the deal. Can it look really beautiful on a bathroom counter? Can it also, you know, obviously we want clean and we want high performance, but can it feel like high performance but be clean? Like, can it be very rich and luxurious, which is not easy to find with clean beauty?
It feels like something that rhymes with her hair or her hair.
I think I know where you're going. Yes.
It's really nice.
Thank you. It's very luxurious. I know. I try to tell people that.
It's
I'm
really
like, you
nice.
Will kind of forget. It's so clean because it's so moisturizing and hydrating and rich and luxurious. But yet it's clean and you can trust it. We're totally transparent with our ingredients. And so what you're seeing and also, you know, fragrance. So let's talk about fragrance for a second. Fragrance is the one thing a lot of people can actually pronounce that I can pronounce on the back of a skincare package. But fragrance is actually very scary in a lot of instances because you can hide a lot of things. Brands can hide a lot of things under the word fragrance, a lot of chemicals. So we don't do that. We say exactly what we're using and we use things that are natural. And, you know, so you'll see like even the scents, it's funny. Once you use this long enough, you'll go back to those kind of more artificial and synthetic, you know, those products that have the synthetic fragrances. Mm-hmm. And you're almost like, oh, my God, like it's so oof, like it almost smells plasticky and fake. Whereas these are like you know, they're you know, earth-derived ingredients. They're botanicals from around the world, and they just smell clean and fresh. Yeah. And that's exactly what they are. You'll kind of smell like that matcha green tea in some of it, and pomegranate, and echinacea even. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really, really, you know, interesting. It's very powerful. I mean, you know, plant-derived ingredients can be very powerful. Mm-hmm. And you know, we certainly discovered that with this line. So, yeah, it's great.
Which one is your favorite?
Great question. So I'd have to say the Truth Elixir. That's the smaller
this
one.
Yep. This one? Little guy? Okay.
Yeah. So that one's pretty incredible.
He's cute.
He is very cute. Your skin, once you put it on your face, you'll feel like a tightening effect. So that one really lifts. It hydrates, it tightens, and it really helps with skin texture, especially over time. We did clinical studies on or clinical testing on all the products, which is rare for a new line because it's a huge investment, to be quite honest. But we felt so strongly about them. And it's interesting because before and after pictures, you don't see that often in clean beauty because there isn't a huge dramatic difference. But we got incredible clinicals with these. So we're actually posting the picture soon onto the website because it's pretty incredible to see. So that one's great. But all the products have something that we created, a technology called our Super Bioferment process or complex. So fermentation is really big right now in nutrition. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, people are finding when they're eating fermented food, it's easier on the digestive system.
Are you like a kombucha girl?
I was.
Sorry.
When kombucha was like starting out. yeah. I haven't actually in a while had kombucha. I should go back to it. But yeah, I was like early on when no one knew what kombucha was. I feel like I was they're enjoying it. But we decided to kind of take that into skincare as well. So you're seeing more of that in skincare, like fermentation. And so what that basically does, it breaks it down into smaller molecules and it's easier to absorb in the skin. A smaller amount goes a long way, which is nice. You don't have to use a lot of the product for it to work. It's, you know, so far it's been incredible. So I just want to note, we launched most of these products on this table on fountainoftruthbeauty.com. Mm-hmm. And then we have three more that have just come out. And that's these three little guys here, these boosters.
Okay.
This is a skin nutrition kit. The three are sold together.
Okay.
One calms. So if you get redness, suddenly you wake up with a weird red spot in the morning, you can just put that on with your finger. And
I love a booster. I feel like everyone's doing boosters now. Hair, skin.
Sure.
It's all about a boost.
So you can use this as a booster, like in your moisturizer already.
Okay.
Okay. Or just use them on their own. So one is hydrate, one is bright, and one is calm. So if I'm traveling a lot, I use hydrate. Bright is if I've been up all night or I've been in front of the computer all day and I feel like my skin is looking crazy or dull. I'll use bright.
So a lot of your work in front of the computer, I just picture you in front of a camera all day. Do
you
really
at night? Yeah, I am at night. I work at night. Yeah. So once I put my son to bed, my husband and I watch a little TV and then I like to sit, you know, in front of the computer for an hour.
I can't picture you like having like a desk job. I just picture you like being on the red carpet all day.
I love being at a desk and working. Yes, I love it.
You
I get so much stuff.
For a day?
Yes, I would love that. I get so much done. I love what I do. So I love at night, that's where I actually get a lot of my work done, like answering emails and different things.
Do you? Okay. I need to know about your go-to beauty, I know that we're doing Fountain of Truth and that's your skin and everything. We need to get into your beauty routine, but I have to ask you just since I have you here, who's celebrity beauty look do you love? Who are you I can't wait when you're it's Oscar time, it's Globes time, whatever. Whose beauty look are you she's going to kill it? Or whose beauty look are you just do you remember living for?
I'm trying to think. Let's think about this. Golden Globe. Lady Gaga.
She always brings it.
I love her. I just love A Star Is Born, and I love her, and I've loved her before that. Just even interviewing her.
You guys both have good eyes.
Thank you.
You both have the same kind of eyes.
Thank you. We bond over being Italian girls.
You kind of have the same kind of not the same look. I would never be you look alike, but there's something. You could be cousins.
Thank you. Oh, my God. That's my dream. I love her so much. I just think here's what I love about her. And I've interviewed almost every celebrity. But and there are several, a lot of celebrities like this. And this is what I appreciate so much when I do interviews. just being present, like she's so, when you interview her, it's like you're the only person in the room. She just looks into your eyes. She's so warm. She'll pick up on what you're saying and like kind of take it one step further. And, you know, I've restaurants in Chicago and D.C. My husband and I.
Oh, that's right.
Our partners in RPM, this restaurant group called RPM. And like one time on a red carpet, it was crazy. It was like this huge red carpet and there's Lady Gaga. And it's like I'm doing this interview and we're on live TV. And all of a sudden she's like, by the way, RPM's so great. I love RPM Italian. And it was just like she's just so real. Like it's something I would say if you had her. And I'd be like, oh, my God, by the way, before I go, I just want you to know, like, that restaurant was amazing. Thank you for sending me there. Oh, my God, your restaurant. Or I love your shoes. Yeah. Like she's just so cool. You know, it's like about other people, too, you know, when she's around. And she's just, I don't know, like I really, really love her. And her looks are amazing. I think she's definitely one of the ones that on the red carpet, you're like, what's Lady Gaga going to do tonight?
That's awesome. You know? Okay. All right. Let's talk about your look.
Yes.
So take us through your what's in your bag? Like what's in your bag at all times? Oh, we talked about your travel bag.
Like lashes, lash glue.
Your brows are good.
Thank
you. What's happening with the brows?
So it's funny. So early on when I was first at E, I was definitely like doing, I was trying to get an arch and I would pluck too much. So I ended up a couple years ago doing microblading. Mm-hmm. And that was amazing. Have you ever done microblading?
I don't think it's for me.
Okay.
But like I have a thick, like I'm still.
You don't need it.
I have very, like overnight my brows grow back.
You're lucky.
They're very, very lucky. Heavy. But
your brows are beautiful.
Thank you.
You're lucky. So, so microblading, but then I always still like, it's kind of light, the microblading. Mm-hmm. So I just put like, I don't know what I do, like a pencil, I guess.
Is there
I
a
use.
Brow artist you want to shout out? Is there someone who did your...
I do. Yes. Yeah. Shout out Gabby Raguso out of Chicago. She's at Northwestern Med Spa.
Okay.
She's amazing.
Okay.
So, she does incredible work. She's on Instagram. You can see her work.
We don't have enough Chicago talent. So, yeah, shout her out.
Gabby, love you. If you look at her, Gabby Raguso, if you look at her Instagram, you'll see she does incredible work.
Awesome.
Incredible work. Yeah, love her.
And is there a pencil that you prefer?
What have I been using? I think Anastasia I've been using. Yeah, one of her pencils. Yeah.
And then eyeshadow or anything?
What eyeshadow have I been using? Oh, you know what I really like? Dose of Colors.
Okay.
Are you familiar?
Yes.
Dose of Colors. Look, she likes it too. Dose of Colors is great. They have great,
our
just
intern,
the pigment.
Knows what's up.
Yes. They have beautiful colors and they do great like highlighters, right? And like bronzers and amazing like lip glosses, right? Thank you. And Dose of Colors is great. I discovered them a handful of years ago and they've come a long way. They've really blown up. They're great. So I use a lot of those products.
And what lip lasts a long time on the red carpet?
I will say Dose has a lip called Bear With Me, I think, but B-A-R-E. Have you seen that one? Bear With Me. And I think it's like one of the originals and it does not go anywhere. It's really good. It's like a great pinky nude.
Okay. And who does your color? Because your color is amazing. It's
Thank
blonde.
Thank you.
So it's like
shout
this...
out. Thank you. What were you saying?
It's like this really nice blonde. It's
Thank
like this
you.
Beautiful, like
I appreciate
white,
that.
Like whitish blonde.
Exactly. So I go to this girl in Chicago, woman in Chicago, Christina. Mm-hmm. And she's fantastic. And it's RMCM Salon. So it's Christina Morales. Mm-hmm. And so it's RMCM because it's their initials. So it's Rosemary does the haircut and styling, and she does a great job. And then Christina does the color.
Awesome.
Yeah. And they're great. I love them. They're just amazing young women, like great business minds, entrepreneurs. They started their own thing. And I just, you know, they like make you so happy when you're there. Like they're just like just great attitudes and just awesome souls. Yeah, I love
Fantastic.
Being there. I know my husband's like, you're always at the hair salon. I'm like, well, I'm hanging out because they become friends, you know. So I just like stop by when I'm walking around Chicago downtown and I'm like, let me pop in there and hang out. We just hang out and laugh. Aww.
Well, I know we've got to get you on a flight. I just got the cue from your publicist. So, listen, thank you so much for coming by.
This was so much fun.
Oh, so happy for you.
Thank you.
Best of luck with Fountain of Truth. I will be wearing it.
Okay.
It's fabulous. Here,
this is all for you. Foaming face cleanser. By the way, look, wait, can I just show you?
Yes.
Look. I just want to show you.
I get a demo.
Look. Because look at this. Oh, yeah, you can Insta-story this. Look at that. Look at that. Look how good that is for clean beauty, all that foam. Isn't that nice?
It doesn't look clean.
I know.
That is awesome.
Smell that. That citrusy, beautiful smell. If that doesn't wake you up in the morning, I don't know what will, girl. Okay. And wait, at night, to take off your makeup with the cleansing balm, double cleanse. Yes, cleansing balm, very, very moisturizing, followed by the foaming cleanser. The best double cleanse. All your makeup will be gone.
Juliana, you should be on TV. You're good at this thing.
Thanks, girl. So are you.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
All right, it's time to raise a wand. First of all, I also wanted to mention that we have our new intern. Her name is Tiffany. What's up, Tiffany?
Hey.
Hey, Tiff. So welcome, Tiffany. All right, raise a wand. My raise a wand, is not a beauty one today. I'm raising a wand to such a nerdy product, Evernote. Do you guys know this app? It's this, like, organization app that I downloaded 2 years ago, could not figure out how to work it. And now I'm finally, 2 years later, figuring it out. It's a list-making app. So if anyone else has, like, trouble remembering things or just figuring out, like, how to organize their life, it's kind of a godsend. I put it on my phone. I have my fat mascara folder, my work folder, my personal folder. And when somebody tells me that, like, I have to do something or I remember there's something I want to do, instead of writing it down in one of my, like, 13 circulating notebooks, I just put it on my phone. And then, like, it feels amazing to, like, swipe it left or take it off. So, Evernote. Thanks so much for listening. We're growing because of people like you telling your friends, family, and everyone else in your network about the show. Be sure to follow us on all the social networks at Fat Mascara.
And if you want to drop us a line to tell us how great we are or complain or suggest something that we should talk about, it's info@fatmascara.com. You can also give us a rating on iTunes if you like what you hear. How many stars?
Five?
5 stars, please.